This is episode 78 of Interactive Distractions The week of May 25th, is that really the week? In 2009. It's time for me to talk. So, we are going to be talking about our distractions. Which is everybody in the fucking kitchen right now. News? I fucking don't know what news is. What the fuck are we gonna do for Memorial Day weekend? I'm gonna say that's getting drunk and playing Street Fighter. New releases? Don't fucking know what that is. Contest winners? Yeah, we're just gonna say that's me because I'm awesome. And fucking drunken question of the week, which is, let's see, poop on sweatpants. That's my drunken question of the week. I still don't know why, and it's my own damn fault because I didn't listen to what you guys said on the episode, whatever the fuck. So, without further ado, this is, what show this? Interactive episode 78 in, yeah, good stuff. I love you guys!
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 78.
Hello.
And this is an epic occasion.
Insane.
Why, what's new?
My name is Chris Ferriccio, and across from me is Jason Haystrecker.
Hello, people.
And also across from me is Mr. Jeff
Jordan. Word up.
Holy shit.
Yeah, in the same
Finally,
room.
The what? Three of us in
There's
the
no
same...
lag.
There... Yeah, I know.
What?
That's weird. I can look at you guys while I'm talking.
That's awkward. Creepy.
You're very distracting.
Anyway, we're going to make this a very short show because we are at the Sanger house, the Cade household, and we are heading to Scott's birthday party pretty soon. So we
Happy
are
birthday.
Going. Happy birthday, Scott! So we're going to head.
That old fart.
Yeah, now he's with us in the 30s, but we're going to do our best to get through the show pretty quickly, and then we're going to go off and party and get drunk. So
yeah,
let's
sorry.
Get
Already
on with
started.
It. We're not even gonna waste any time. Jason, what are you playing this week?
What? Well, I'm doing fine, Chris. Thanks for asking.
I don't give a shit if you're doing fine. Just tell me what you're playing.
We're skipping some shit.
Would I get fired if I mentioned Street Fighter 4? Because there's been a lot of Street
yes.
Fighter 4 being played.
There has been a lot
here.
Of Street Fighter 4.
Which is awesome. But aside from that, I got some stuff from Gamefly. They've been good to me.
What?
They brought me UFC 2009.
Nice.
That good was, stuff.
Well, I went into the training
think?
Mode, and I don't know, I just felt a little uncomfortable. There, I mean, there's these
you didn't like the
sweaty
man?
Guy. Well, I love them normally, but only in real life.
I can get into my boxers right now if you want.
And that's our show for today.
Yeah. But yeah, there's just two guys all sweaty, grunting, and punching each other, and it's like, okay, all right. It got a little boring. I was just in the training mode, though, so... I saw you guys playing actual matches, so that could be a little more exciting, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I don't really keep up with UFC, but Jeff and I got to play a few matches, probably like four or five of them.
Right.
Most of them resulted in me getting my ass knocked out, but you know
that first match, man. I'm telling you, anyone can jump in. In the right. first match, Chris knocked me out in like his third punch he threw or something.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
It was like 30 seconds into the match, I just shot this right hook across his face, and he just went down.
Did Chris like get up and said, "Yeah, motherfucker"?
He was like, "Yep."
That's the first time.
Then the next shot, he's like, "My buttons aren't working."
Exactly. But yeah, it's pretty neat. I like the idea of being able to do all the grappling and stuff. It would definitely be cooler if I knew what the fuck I was doing.
It seems pretty deep, yeah. But the controls are kind of intuitive as well. You know, you've got
Did you do the tutorial?
No, I couldn't make it all the way through.
It's
before
long.
I needed a
it's
break.
Like an hour.
Really?
Oh, he needed a break from the sweaty men.
Yeah, I needed some private time. Aside from UFC, Bionic Commando came. Oh, this is big, right?
I got to play a little bit of this too, but I want to hear what Jason has to say.
We've been waiting for this game for how long?
I've been itching for it,
salivating, and we're all titillated for it. And then I get it and I pop it in. And bear in mind, this is like a week after the infamous demo, right?
Yeah, that kind of puts a damper on things.
Yeah. It kind of put a damper on things because I think by itself, it would have been a pretty fun game. But the controls in of themselves are a little clunky. And the swinging is not as intuitive as, say, Infamous, you know?
Yeah, it definitely would take... It's got a pretty deep learning curve, but I could see it being... Yeah, I could see it being fun, but you're going to spend about an hour or two fumbling around not knowing what the hell you're doing, so...
Right. When you get shit rolling and swinging, it's pretty cool, right? But...
At its best, it's pretty cool to watch. Yeah. You know, because he swings and jumps through the air, and he gets this like glide thing going on. It's pretty cool.
But bare bones, I don't know, man.
We'll see.
It's a Gamefly.
Yeah, I'm
so not a buy right now.
Not right now.
No,
I was
not, especially
earlier.
Not with Infamous.
That's
next
yeah.
week.
I gotta wait till it comes down a little bit. So, but
yeah.
I mean, there's
maybe a $20 buy
to keep you interested. They've got, you know, various challenges and everything.
Yeah, the challenges was a pretty cool idea. I liked that. Every once in a while, they'll say, "Oh, well, you know, the first time you see one of the grunt soldiers, they're like, oh, your first challenge, go kill 10 grunts." I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, fine.
It's like, oh, awesome. I've got little goals to reach
with my little pellet gun.
Distract.
Yeah, yeah. I heard it's pretty much a pea shooter.
Yeah, pretty much. So, and yeah, far from excited, I was underwhelmed by buying a Commando.
Yeah, sadly. I kind of was too. Unfortunately, I was really excited about the game, but
maybe
it looks pretty.
It does look pretty
cool.
And you know, I was posting on Twitter earlier this week. I'm like, I'm really thinking about going out and buying a Commando now. And now it's just like, well, I'm glad I didn't do that. But, you know, it's not that it's a bad game. It's just that... It's
too much good stuff coming out.
Yeah, Infamous comes out next week. And when you have that, it's like, you know, what's the point?
It's not fair to Capcom.
I know, it's not.
That's pretty much about it, though. I think I had a few other things just here and there, but nothing really worth mentioning.
All right. Jeff?
What the hell? Undisputed. Pick that up. I'm loving it so far. The career mode is pretty cool, but it kind of starts off a bit slow. And I'm going to tell people out there, because I've talked about three of my friends who bought the game, and we all missed out on this. To learn new moves, when you join a martial arts camp, by hitting okay, you don't join it. You have to actually wait until on the event calendar. When that event comes up, you have to push A on action to go in there and learn the new moves, because none of us knew that. A friend of mine played through the entire game, the whole career mode, just with the basic moves.
Wow.
Yeah, so it took him a while, and he wasn't learning anything new, so... That people
sucks.
Out there, make sure to do that, because it doesn't tell you to do that in the actual career mode. It might in the manual, but who reads those things anyway? So
what's a manual?
Exactly. So just that's just a little tip there, and that helps out a lot.
Cool.
Like I said, you guys played it. Well, I played Chris today a bit, and it's fun. Anyone can jump in and start playing and mash the hell out of the buttons.
Yeah,
and you're going to match
it. The matches can be pretty short, and you know they could you can get a bunch of. I mean, we got like four matches in within like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's rare when you're playing against somebody. That it goes to like round three.
Right,
it's usually one or two rounds.
We didn't even make it to round two in the time that we played.
Yeah, it was all like round one, basically. Wow. I think they all were, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff was kicking my ass quickly, so, you know, made it easier to get through more matches.
The online runs pretty well, but people are already taking advantage or too much advantage of submitting people, because it's hard to do against the computer, because you just got to mash X when he gets one in a submission, and then to counter it, you mash X. But I'm not sure if it's with the lag online, but if you get the submission hold first, chances are you're going to win out. So people are going for submissions right away, already taking advantage of that. So hopefully they change something, but that's pretty cool. Punch-Out, I picked up Punch-Out for the Wii. I bought a Wii game, which is really awesome. We got Glenn over there giving the horns. We were playing that earlier. It's Punch-Out. It's great. They brought back like all the old characters.
Yeah, and they
a couple
threw
new
some
ones.
New ones in there, too.
Yep.
Yeah,
awesome.
I got to play a little bit. I went through like half of the minor circuit, and then I passed it over to Glenn. But, you know, I got to beat up on Glass Joe, which is always expected. And you know, Glass Joe, you can just hit punch all the time and win. But, it was cool seeing all the old patterns and stuff like that. It was pretty neat. And then some of the new guys, like Disco Kid, was tripping me out with this shit, dude.
Yeah, there was me and Glenn are going back and forth. There's a couple people giving us problems, and it's just like back in the old days when you're playing Punch Out. It's like you take a shot at it, give it to your buddy, he takes a shot at it. And once you figure out the pattern, it's all gravy. But I like it. It's a game for the Wii that's worth buying, like for sure.
Fuck Soda Popinski.
Yeah, fuck Soda Popinski. Yeah.
Nerf Soda Popinski.
Yeah, he's a bit tough. He's the Sagat of Punch Out, if I would say. But other than that, yeah, Street Fighter as usual. That's basically all I've really played in the last week.
That's pretty cool.
We're a little hungover, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're...
we didn't even do the party yet. It was just Friday night.
Exactly.
We went out and everybody's hungover. So, all right, cool. I'll run through mine. Street Fighter, of course. We talked about Bionic Commando already. We talked about UFC.
Check.
Talked about Punch Out.
Check.
I've been playing Phantasy Star, of course. Yeah, and let's see what else. I tried out the Wolverine demo. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. How do you think? What do you think about it?
It's pretty cool. It's still on my list of cheap buys at this point.
Yeah.
I can see where it would be a lot of fun because some of the moves that he has is really
crazy.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now it's
too long. That's the thing. It's for the money. It's good because of how long it is, but the levels are too long and gets repetitive. It was like half the length. I think it would be a perfect rental.
And I've heard that from other people, like other podcasts that I've listened to, like the podcast on 1UP and shit, that they said that like once you get like the combat's really fun, but the game is so long that it gets really repetitive and boring.
And the bosses suck.
Yeah, I didn't try any of that. I didn't get far enough for that. But yeah, you know, pretty cool. I was pretty happy with it. I'll probably pick it up eventually.
Cool.
What else? Zen Pinball. I played some of that.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last night. It was it's my first.
So who's in the lead right now? You guys doing the score chasing?
Oh no, I suck too bad.
Glenn's raising his hand.
Producer Glenn, by the way, we're using all his equipment right now, and he's
on the knobs.
Glenn's on the knobs. He's going to be playing voicemails for us and stuff like that. And you know, chances are he'll probably throw his voice in there every once in a while too. But yeah, I this is the first time I've actually played a video pinball game that had like real physics. You know, all the rest of them I played like old days.
What are you talking about? Crew Ball was like totally authentic.
But I mean, most of the video pinball that I played is like Revenge of the Gator for the old Game Boy and Alien Crush and Sonic.
That was good.
Sonic Spinball back in the day, which is of course not even close to pinball.
No, it's garbage.
But you know, Zen Pinball is. I was really happy with the way it works, though, and my favorite table, I think, is Eldorado right now.
I don't blame you. It's a good table.
It's a good table. I like the gold statue that rises in the back. It's really fucking cool. Mm-hmm. What else?
And I keep thinking I'm forgetting something that I played something new.
The infamous demo. More about.
Oh, that's
it.
Yeah,
we played some more of that. And
that's what I played.
And,
awesome.
And next week we actually
a little bit of infamous.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He got to do the part that Glenn was complaining about on his show last week. But yeah, I think that about does it. So yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, lots of games and a quick distraction session.
What are we playing tonight?
We're playing Street Fighter. Hopefully, we'll play Rock Band. Yeah, probably Rock Band, and I'm sure other stuff will get thrown in every once in a while too. Punch Out will probably get thrown.
I hope so. I got to.
Whose drink is it anyway?
you'll like Punch Out, dude. It's really fun.
It's really good.
I love the original stuff. So.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching them play, and I was just cracking up. Like seriously,
it's funny. It's got
Disco
some fun
Kid
shit.
Was tripping me out with his shit. It was hilarious. But yeah, that's about it. So let's do our quickest news ever.
Quickest news ever. Okay, Tatsunoko versus Capcom is going to be coming out in North America.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What?
Shut up. What? You know that game's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Well, we
got to
throw it in there somewhere. Yeah. Also, all the PS3 fans who bought Fallout 3, the DLC is now coming to the PS3. And new DLC was announced for both.
Did it break any consoles yet?
Yeah, this is actually really huge news because most people thought that it just was never going to
come
out.
Coming out.
So
yeah.
the fact that they're doing it is pretty cool, and they also announced that they're going to be doing like the standalone discs with the DLC.
Yeah, that's right. You can pick them up in the store.
Yeah, I've heard two different things about the first one on the 360. I heard that it's going to have the first two packs, and I've heard one that said that it's going to have all three packs. If it has all three packs, then I'm interested.
There
if
you
only
go.
Just
the two.
Two
no.
Yeah, I don't want it.
It's got to have Broken Steel.
It's got to have Broken Steel on it.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, that's the news. I'm trying to think of a whatever.
Yeah, the only other thing that really happened that I cared about was that Champions Online got delayed.
Ooh.
Makes me sad.
I know. I'm okay with it. I really am okay with it.
You know what? I'm okay with it, too, because I want them to get this one right.
Exactly.
I really do.
Exactly.
And from what I saw, it really looks good, so I want them to get it right.
Yeah, they're out on their own now. This is the big... Well, this could be make or break for Cryptic. It really could, because, you know, they had the Marvel deal signed. That fell through, and you know they're
and,
more
and
likely
what
just
was
using the engine.
Became this,
yeah, became this. So if they don't get this right, they could really bite him.
Yeah,
in the ass.
I really hope they get it right, because just watching when John was over at your place playing, I was like, oh, this is awesome. I'm definitely getting this game.
So it would be essentially what would have been Marvel Online or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And it definitely looks better than DC Universe Online in my opinion. So yeah, this is I'm probably going to end up buying it for both PC and 360 if they communicate with each other, because I have a feeling that Crystal and I that will probably be playing together.
Yeah, that's what we did for Fantasy Star. Yeah, like I got the PC version. Lisa got the PS2 one.
Yeah, and I did that at
the same time. And yeah,
I did that too. So
yeah,
it'll be good stuff.
And it's perfectly tooled for console gamers too.
Yeah.
So it's all action based and stuff. It's
looks
not a traditional
really
menu based MMO, nothing like that.
And there's the creation is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I was really impressed by how much you could do with creating your hero.
Dear Lord.
Isn't there going to be like a bunch of wannabe like Wolverines and Spider-Mans running around the city? Or?
That's typical.
Yeah,
I mean,
you'll see that. But you know, there's going to be a lot of people that have really good imagination that are going to make some really
crazy
unique
shit.
Yeah. I mean, John does his character Chibi Knight, and that's, you know, someone. It's a character that he's had in his head for a really long time, has lightning powers. And has like this cool like blue suit of armor with this helmet, like a visor and shit, and like this scarf coming off. And they had all that shit in there. And he was
able
to do all
of it. Oh my god, the scarf physics are amazing. I'm not even fucking joking.
Okay, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No,
I thought he was too. Yeah, but it's good stuff. So I hope they get it right, and I hope it comes out soon.
Cool. Other than that, that's all the big news anyway. That's worth noting.
Yeah, we don't want to go into too much.
Make something up that we don't care about.
Make something up.
So you guys like puppies, right?
Who gives a shit? There you go. All right, so we're gonna take a break. Oh wait, no, we're not.
No break.
We're sticking to it.
We're gonna go straight into the future this time around. So I'm gonna let
Jason show.
I'm gonna let him take off with some emails.
I'm posing for the camera. Hold on. Yeah,
Jason, that's disgusting. Don't do that.
Sorry.
Zip and put your pants on.
All right, so yeah, the question of the week was, what the hell are you doing this weekend? Mm-hmm. We're obviously here for Scott's birthday and
stuff. That's right.
Meeting all kinds of, well, not meeting, but revisiting new people.
That's right.
Yeah. And meeting some new people.
We met Glenn for the first time this weekend.
That's right.
So that's been interesting.
Exactly. So we want to know.
And interesting is being nice about it.
We want to know what the hell you guys are up to.
When are you going back to Canada? That's all I want to know. All three of you are going back to Canada, right?
Oh, yeah.
Take them with us.
First email's from Necro, and he says, "Hey,
Necro.
Necro here.
What up?
Well, for one, I'm going to a buddy's wedding. As for what I've been playing, I just finished playing Fallout 3's DLC. Suck on that, Chris. Which is freaking awesome. I'll have the full achievement set as soon as I can max my guy out to level 30.
He's a whore.
Necro will probably be up to 30 like right away.
Yeah, he's probably almost there. So I really can't wait to get my hands on the DLC for that game. I really can't.
I'm just waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the package, and I want it to come down a little bit in price. That's all.
Actually, last night just started another game of Metal Gear Solid 4. Good God,
jeez!
With nothing coming out soon worth playing, I figured I'd go back and play some older games.
That's cool.
Fair enough. Trying to do a no alert, no kills game, which is kind of difficult, but I'm going area by area figuring out how to do it. Pretty cool too. I've already managed to tackle some areas completely different than I did the first time around. Also been playing a bit of Wipeout HD.
Nice.
After I got it from my buddy, Turbo Swanee.
Right. Okay.
Do we know him?
Yeah.
He's on GLF. Yeah.
He's actually really
GamersLiberationFront.com.
Gotcha. Been playing... Oh, I'm sorry. Lastly, Guitar Hero Metallica. And honestly, if this game had come out 7 months ago, I'd be all over it. But now, I think I've really started to not give a shit about music games again.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're kind of... They're fun. Like, tonight, if we play Rock Band, it's going to be a lot of fun, but I don't play them by myself anymore.
Right now, I really think that both of them are going a little overboard, and, I mean, I can understand the...
Laid out.
Yeah. I just really hope that they like, we were talking about the Lego thing a few weeks back. That shit better be exportable. Yeah, it needs to be exportable so you can play it on the other one.
Well, he goes on to say, it's got a good song list, but the pure oversaturation of the market, and both sides are guilty of this. Do we really need a Rock Band PSP and a Beatles-themed game?
Oh, no, I think we do. On the PSP? Way they're doing Rock Band PSP?
No, the PSP one looks cool. We don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need it, but it's like a spiritual successor to Amplitude and the other one.
Yeah.
Very similar.
I can't remember the name of the other
Amplitude
one.
Amplitude and...
Frequency.
Frequency. Thank you, Glenn.
After Harmonix, do we need these themed games after Harmonix so that they would never do band-specific games? Oh, but wait, I forgot. It's not a game. Beatles Rock Band.
It's an experience.
It's a platform. It's an experience. That's right. If I say I don't like the Beatles, I'm going to get a lot of shitload of hate mail because I really don't care for the Beatles at all.
I don't know.
It's not a Rock Band
kind of
game.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's really not.
Anyway,
next email's from
email.
Snake Ozilla.
What up, Snake?
Hey, Andis. Well, since we do not have a Memorial Day or the weekend in Canada...
Canada what?
I will most likely continue to play my regular games on the PS3. Killzone 2, some Burn Zombie Burn, and Street Fighter 4, if I decide to pick it up. You'll pick it up.
Oh, you'll pick it up. And you won't play anything else.
On the PSP, he's got Patapon, Phantasy Star Portable, and Jean D'Arc.
Ooh, nice. There's some good titles in there, that's for sure.
Jesus Christ. It's a lot to play over one weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Lucky guy, though. Next one is from Mystic Code. He says, long-time listener, first-time emailing.
Welcome.
Love the podcast. And
thank you.
It always gives me a good laugh. Well, laughing with you, honestly.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's laughing at
me. We're easy to laugh at. It's fine.
Anyway, out of the question of the week, what am I doing for Memorial Day weekend? Well, let me ask a question first. When is Memorial Day week?
It's the weekend that just passed.
I'm just kidding. We may not have it up here in Canada.
Canada what?
But I still know when it is. It's May 23rd through the 25th, right? only having 2 days of it means it will probably be a cut down version of Victoria Day weekend.
You were talking about that. That was last week.
So he'll be doing Canada, like, housework and gardening as quick as possible, and then Killzone 2.
Killzone 2?
Yes, he's addicted to that game.
Apparently.
Unfortunately, or not, depending on how you look at it, I don't get a look of time for games at home. And even the
probably a lot, Jason. Man,
sure. That's what it says.
Jason reads what it says, man. That's the way it works.
I don't fuck around. A look of time for gamers at home. No, he said games. Games at home. And even the rumored slim PS3 won't be small enough to play
that thing
on
is
the
ugly.
Bus.
That thing
at
is
least,
ugly.
At least that is the plan. If I don't break down and buy Infamous, you should.
Oh, dude,
before
get
the
it.
Weekend.
Buy Infamous.
You can't buy it before the weekend.
Oh, not before, unless you find it somewhere and I don't know.
Do you guys do that in Canada?
Do what? Buy Infamous?
Early?
Sometimes.
Do you buy Infamous in Canada? Who the hell knows?
Is that what you do for your weekends?
I'm hoping to get it on Monday. So
anyway, I wanted to keep this short, but I think it failed. So I close out by saying, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Signed, Mystic Code.
Thank you.
PS nothing. Forget about that. He was talking about the contest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Never mind. I did not read these beforehand.
You have been entered into the contest.
Prepared
you can,
are
you can,
we?
You can read that shit. It's fine. If they said that they want to be entered into the contest, I've already put them in there.
So how about if they want to be out of the contest?
Then they can kiss my ass.
Is it as interesting as what's going on right now?
No.
We're going to move on.
No.
That was perfect.
Thank Ooh. You very much.
What was that for?
We have a live studio.
Is that just for the hell of it?
In front of a live studio audience.
We were apparently rambling on and just did not give a shit.
Okay.
In the basement of Mark Singer.
Should we give a call out to who's here?
We tuned out like an hour ago.
We started like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well.
Exactly.
Do you want to do shout outs?
We need the applause. Like,
we'll do it. We'll do it at the end. We'll do it at the end. Let's keep going.
All right.
Next email.
From Omega Spider. Hey, what's up in this?
What up?
Hey.
This email comes from Omega Spider 227. Sounds terrible jokes. I'm writing about the question of the week. What will I be doing for Memorial Day weekend? I have a plan to have a friend over or two. I play some Call of Duty since they're both trying to get me into it. I admit I haven't really gotten into the Call of Duty games much. I don't own any of them, so they're trying to get me into those. I might play a little Fallout 3 since I've barely gotten into that.
Awesome.
Maybe even a little Street Fighter 4. I think you should. even though neither of them are into fighters much. By the way, how did you guys come into the possession of the Infamous demos?
I'll never tell.
I've been trying to get one for a while, but gave up since so close to the official demo release date. Oh, well, guess I just suck. Also, could you put me in the drawing for Beyond Good and Evil?
Done.
That's it for me,
You're
guys.
In.
Omega out.
All right. Thank you, Omega Spider.
How'd we get the demo?
Cool. I'm going to be flat out. Someone game shared it with me. It's a free demo anyway. I don't see the problem. I say, you know what? If I'm going to buy the game anyway, fuck you, I don't want to pre-order it to get a demo that I'm going to buy. If I have an opportunity to get it for like ahead of time, and whatever. Do it.
Yeah, it came down to a friend pre-ordered it at Best Buy, and shared it with us.
We game shared it, yeah.
Regardless, it's out on the fucking PSN store.
You can get it now.
It's out on the PSN store right now.
Get
Go get it. It's awesome.
Now.
And by the time you're listening to this, the game's probably been out for 2 days, because chances are we'll post this on Wednesday.
Yeah. Who knows if I'll have this edited in time for Monday. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be.
Next email's from Makula. Hello, Indus. This is Makula from the VG Evo community. I'm a long-time listener, first-time writer.
Thank you.
Welcome,
awesome.
Sir. What am I playing over Memorial Day weekend? Five main games I'll be enjoying over this long 3 days. Number one, Killzone 2.
Nice.
It's always fun to kill more Helgen online. Is that right? Torgo, did I pronounce that Helgen?
Helgen.
That is correct.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Very good job.
So, Jason, have you played Killzone 2 online yet?
Online? Online? I didn't know it had online. Well, that's cool.
What's Killzone
2? Chris, have you?
I should try that out.
What, Street Fighter what?
That's, God.
That's literally what happened. It's like Killzone comes out. Oh, this game's really good. Street Fighter and Phantasy Star come out.
Oops.
What's Killzone?
I bought the fucking
it's
game,
It's awesome.
Too.
I have it, too. I think the game is awesome. I just haven't gone back to it yet.
Oh, we suck.
Game
number
two. And now Infamous comes out next week. It's like,
yeah, it's all over for us. Game number two, Burn Zombie Burn from PSN. We have a score chase thread in VG Evo. And I'm going to try to beat Bork's scores.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck with that. Yeah, no shit.
Bork's like the wizard, but older.
He got 50,000 in Double Dragon.
That's right.
All right. So number three is Worms for the Dreamcast and PSN.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
the
cool.
Girlfriend loves the games, and I love to see her getting into gaming. Hell yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Number four is X-Men Origins Wolverine for the PS3. He's going to try and trophy hoe that one. Number five, Street Fighter 4. Enough said.
Enough said.
Thanks for reading my email. Have a great weekend.
We got to start bleeping that out.
Keep up the great work from Akula. Thank you,
wait,
sir.
Wait. There's a Street Fighter 4?
Yeah. No, I didn't even know they made 3.
Wait, I think it's Street Fighter EX 4, right?
Yeah.
What do you say, Greg?
I think we got a... Yeah. We have a voicemail from the Marquee coming up later.
Let's see. This one's from Ace of Bam. I wish it was Ace of Base. That would be cool. Base. Hello, guys. Ace of Bam. Out of Philly here. Love your show. Over the upcoming holiday weekend, I will be playing UFC Undisputed on the 360.
Good.
And MLB 09, the show on PS4.
There you go.
A baseball game I almost bought.
Also, please enter me.
I heard it's awesome.
Thanks a lot, Rock On. Ace of Bam.
Thank you, Ace
awesome,
of Bam.
Awesome, dude. Good games.
He's a new writer, too, right?
I believe so.
I think he is.
UFC Online.
I didn't make the Ace of Base joke before, and I would have if I saw it, so I think he's new.
Submissions.
Hell yeah.
That's why you're married.
All right, next email is from Alejandro Zapata.
Alejandro.
Hello, Indus.
That name is just fun to say.
I'll keep it short for the question of the week.
Alejandro.
I'm going to the beach in Fort Lauderdale early in the afternoon. Then I'll go home and do some homework. Video game related, I'll probably be playing Killzone from Sunday around 10 p.m. to around 6 or 7 a.m.
on Memorial Day.
That's a lot of Killzone.
So I guess that counts. Enjoy the holiday.
Thank you.
Homework?
There's a disclaimer.
I thought school was over.
Enjoy the holiday. Only applies to residents of the continental U.S. of A. No Canadian love. Sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Canada what?
Canada what? All right.
That hurt, man.
We have got... How many more? What's our time frame?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're good. What the hell?
Let's just keep going.
All right. So this one's from Greg. It says, hey, Indus, Southern Coyote from BG Evo here. This Memorial Day weekend, I'll be playing Call of Duty 4 on Veteran.
Nice. You'll be throwing some controllers.
Ooh, Castle Crashers.
What?
And also, some Beyond Good and Evil. Found at goodoldgames.com.
For $9.99, including the soundtrack.
I've got the GameCube version of the game, so I'll be playing it on the Wii.
Awesome.
All right, a reason to turn on the Wii. Hey,
there you go.
I love it.
Anyways, have a fun weekend in Wisconsin, and if any of you are planning on coming to Savannah this summer, let me know in the forum. And the first round is on me.
Sweet,
yeah. Cool.
Let's make a trip to Savannah just for that.
Shit, yeah.
I actually totally forgot to mention that I played Beyond Good and Evil this week.
Yeah,
we gotta do the review next week.
You're doing the review. We'll talk about it then.
I'm holding it in so I can let loose.
Yeah, we're gonna unload on that next week.
All right. That's all I have for Question of the Week stuff.
We do have a voicemail, though.
Do we?
I think we do have a voicemail.
Sound guy, play us a
Sound
voicemail.
Sound guy, play us a voicemail.
All right, what up? And this, your boy,
Yo,
Jiggy.
Word.
What up?
Getting Jiggy Saw with it.
Nah.
Memorial weekend, I will be spending it at the girlfriend's house.
Dude, are you drunk?
Be playing some Fallout 3. I actually managed to get
They'll be getting jiggy with it. That's what they're going to be doing.
And
is Fallout 3 multiplayer?
We'll be going over and playing some Fallout. I managed to get her into Grand Theft Auto 4. We'll be playing some GTA 4.
Alright.
All these but goodies, you know. And I actually want her to hurry up.
It's totally old school.
Fallout so that I can get it back and buy the DLC because I want that for myself. So... I want to go help her, and hopefully we'll be able to beat it rather quickly so that I can get my game back. But that's what we'll be doing. Nice and short and sweet and simple. If there's a contest this week, then by all means, go ahead and answer me it.
Why not?
Not
cool.
A crappy prize or anything. Shout-outs to you guys. Good stuff.
Word.
Good show. I'm a
awesome,
regular,
thanks.
So...
Hell yeah.
Keep it up.
You go beat it, brother.
Peace. West Coast up.
Peace.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jiggy.
Cool. Thanks, man. All right. Let's.
Well, that takes care of voicemails and emails, right?
Yeah, I think that's it for questions. What have we played so far?
We played a lot, man. We played Street Fighter.
UFC.
Yeah, we talked about basically everything we played.
And we talked about we're going to be playing tonight, too. Probably be playing Rock Band and more Punch Out and stuff like that. So
random drinking games.
Lots. Flip cup.
Love
but,
that game.
Yeah, we're going to be playing quite a bit, and it's probably mostly going to be Street Fighter and Rock Band and stuff. So
cool.
There you go.
Awesome.
But that is it. So we're going to move into new releases.
And happy Memorial Day, everyone.
That's right. Happy Memorial Day to those in America.
Haha, suckers.
New releases. We didn't look them up this week because I didn't
There's only one game that matters. We know we're buying.
That's right. Infamous is coming out this week. Yes. You should be awesome. Buying that shit, and that's for sure. I think Cross Edge comes out this week too, which
is
got it on GameFly.
Yeah, it'll be a rental probably, but we did get a new release voicemail.
Oh, from Repeat.
From Repeat. Oh, once nice. Again.
G'day, Indus. Repeat here, weighing in the release list once again. So, with this week obviously being dominated by the release of Infamous for the PS3, there are a couple of other releases that may warrant a bit of a mention and a bit of a look into depending on your gaming proclivities. The first one is Cross Edge for the PS3, which is a collaboration between Nipponichi, Capcom, Namco Bandai, Gust, and Idea Factory. And essentially, it's a strategy RPG, much in the vein of Disgaea, and in fact it features characters from Disgaea, Darkstalkers, Spectral Souls, Minor Kimia, Arts in Elico, and others as well. So, I mean, if you like those sorts of games, it's probably worth a bit of a look into to see if it's going to be your thing or not. Personally, I'm not that much of a fan of it, so, you know, I haven't really looked into it too much, but, yeah, check it out if you're that way inclined. The second game that might be worth looking into is Crimson Gem Saga for the PSP. This is a sort of a JRPG being put out by Atlus. It seems fairly standard in a JRPG sort of midst, you know, turn-based battles, things like that. It looks reasonably interesting, nothing outstanding, although technically I guess calling it a JRPG is a bit off because it's developed by Iron or Software, who are Korean developers. I guess in that case it's a KRPG of sorts. It's also it's related to the Astonishia story games, or game, I don't know how many there are in that series, but yeah. So I guess if you played that game and liked it, it's, you know, continues the story or something. Although apparently the gameplay is pretty different, which is why they didn't add the Astonishia story name to it. But you know, anyway, check them out. If not, well, go buy Infamous or something. Or go buy Retro Game Challenge, you bastards. Because if you haven't bought it yet, well, you're really missing out. And if enough people buy it, maybe Exceed will publish the second one. Well, yeah. One can dream. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll hopefully catch you next week. If not, well, catch you later.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Repeat.
We pimp Retro Game Challenge all the fucking time. Everyone needs to go out and buy it.
I can't find it anywhere in Toronto. I have not seen it at a store yet. So, and I don't think it's because people are buying it. I honestly think the stores around there have not got them in, or just didn't order them or whatever.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. It's been kind of scarce. I mean, I see it every once in a while when I go to EB and stuff, but I don't know. But yeah, Infamous, Cross Edge, it does sound pretty cool. That's why we kind of mentioned it real quick, so. But yeah, that's about it. So now we're going to go back to Jason for some more emails.
Let's do it.
So the first one is for...
What? I said do it up. No, we're going to keep going. Just keep going.
We're good?
Yeah, because we got two more voicemails.
Sound guy says it's okay. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, all right. Sound guy says it's okay. Producer Glenn, thank you.
Emails from Crying Scotsman. Andis, Crying Scotsman from the UK here. Just a quick note on your discussion last week about the inadequacies of your new release list, which we've... You know, we brought in someone else to take care of it for us. These 3 weeks have gone by now with no mention of Plants vs. Zombies.
Sorry.
A shocking omission,
that
which is
actually looks
unforgivable
really cool.
Considering what a fantastic game it is. I know it's a downloadable title, and you don't need to mention these, but when every other Imagine on the DS pile of dirt gets a mention, it's just fun. It just makes the fact that you have left this one out even more terrible. Get it sorted out.
Well, here's the deal with that. I mean, most of the stuff that we cover is console stuff. Mm-hmm. So, as far as like new releases go, I don't really pay attention as much
to
the PC stuff. Yeah. If there's something big coming out, then we'll mention it. Like we mentioned Killing Floor on Steam a few weeks ago, and yeah, I did miss Plants vs. Zombies, but I wasn't looking at Steam stuff at the time, so. Yeah. Yes, Plants vs. Zombies is awesome. Go out and get it.
It could have been hit or miss, and it was totally off my radar until reviews started coming in.
Yeah, so. And people love it. People love it. So it's good stuff.
I'm going to get it.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Next.
What else we got here? Do we have any more? Oh, we had to cut some.
We got a really good one from Necro, but we're going to save it for next week because it's kind of long, and we want to give it some
attention. So we're not stubbing you, buddy.
Yeah, no, that's
stubbing
it,
you.
That's it.
That didn't make sense.
For emails.
Snubbing. All right, cool. Let's go back to voicemails.
Our voicemails.
Sound guy, just pick one. It doesn't matter which one.
Hey guys, Ace is High here. Just got a few questions for
Ace
you.
Ace is High!
The Random questions.
What's your favorite movie of 09 so far? I know it's really early, and yeah, it's really early, so I got a lot of big stuff coming up. But what's your favorite movie so far?
All right.
Okay, second part of this question is Harry Potter, the new Harry Potter movie, really going to be as badass as it looks?
I don't know. I haven't really paid
second
attention.
Question, why Facebook? I mean, I don't have a Facebook, and I would love to see Indus maybe get a MySpace group, but it'd be nice.
No.
I'd join it.
No.
So, yeah.
No.
Just Facebook?
Really? Just Facebook?
Yes.
All right, let's do the Facebook thing first. Yes, just Facebook, because it's a much more adult-oriented website.
Yeah. Like
MySpace
so is Adult Friend Finder,
annoying.
Which we're going to create a group on there, too.
MySpace is annoying. We do have a MySpace page. The only reason we got it, though, is to keep in touch with a couple of the guests that we had, which was kind of like, what was his name? Elamite Warrior. We got it for that, and we got it for
Power Glove,
and that was pretty much the only reason we got it. Mm-hmm. We stick to Facebook, and we're doing the Twitter thing a lot now, so stick with that. So, movies. Favorite movie this year?
The only one I can think of that's fresh in my mind is Star Trek, and I hate Star Trek, and I love that movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
I'm going to go ahead and say that it's going to be the same around the board.
Star Trek, it's unanimous. Absolutely. Star Trek is by far my favorite movie this year so far.
Yeah, it's fucking good. And like I do not like Star Trek. And
yeah, you don't have to like Star Trek to like this fucking movie. It's an action movie, people. It is a sci-fi action movie. If you are
and
into
it's funny,
sci-fi
genuinely
or into
funny.
Action, go see it. It's
it
awesome.
Is sweet, sweet nerd vindication.
Yes,
what
it is.
It is.
And what was
the
other
question
was?
Harry Potter.
Is it going to be as awesome as it looks?
I think so, dude. So, yeah, we just watched the trailers the other day, and it looks pretty good.
I personally don't like the Harry. Not that I don't like the Harry Potter movies. I haven't really seen them. I've seen the first two, I think. So
should we consult an expert?
Yeah, let's consult an expert.
Consult an expert.
Actually, Lisa and Crystal, what do you guys think of
the new Harry Potter movie coming out? Oh, we got a blah and
we got
excited.
A blah and an I'm excited. And a thumbs down from Tanya.
My opinion is I've always appreciated the movies for seeing what other people see. So how they, I always want to see how other people envision what I saw. So,
okay.
Do you need to re-say it?
No. No, we just want to see you closer.
I'm excited for them.
Can you bend over a
little? Too bad.
Oh, okay. That doesn't work
then. I will probably see it eventually. It really depends on whether or not Crystal wants to see it.
Yeah, we'll
so see. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
What about the Harry Squatter movie?
That's a
no?
It's
going to
be one of the more darker. It's the darkest of the books, so it'll be a darker movie, so I'm excited about that.
She's a very dark person, isn't she, Jason?
Yeah, look at me.
She cuts herself all the time. I can't get her to stop. She does it
oh,
for
so
attention.
That's what all those slashes, those scars are. Okay. I was wondering about that.
You realize if these mics aren't picking up Lisa, this is going to make no sense at all. For terrible radio.
Sorry if this is terrible radio. There we go. All right, so we got one more voicemail. Producer Glenn.
We got two more voicemails.
Oh, we have two more voicemails. That's right.
Hello, Indus. This is your friendly Job Sport Player Bass 76. I just listened to Indus episode 77 and have a say in one of the news topic you were talking about. The game?
Uh-oh.
COD series. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
I loved COD 4, but hated COD 5 because they went backwards and not forward. I'm happy now that COD 6 is coming out this year. And
Modern Warfare 2.
Not backwards. It's in the future or near future. That's my option or opinion. I'm at and I'm out. Sorry for the long voicemail.
It's all right.
Ghost Sport. Goodbye.
Who? Looking forward to our match, by the way.
Sport is
cool, I think it's pretty much unanimous. Like, everyone's looking forward to, I guess, Call of Duty 6, if you want to call it that, or Modern Warfare 2.
Which I think they're cutting the Call of Duty name all together.
They are. I think Infinity Ward is kind of ticked off at Activision, just for, they got Treyarch basically cashing in on what they created.
Exactly.
It's not that they make bad, like, World at War was good, and it was a decent game, but they did, like, Infinity War does all the groundwork, right? They just reskin it. Well, not really. They do other shit, but, I mean, Infinity War just wanted to separate it, and they're like, you know what? Drop the Call of Duty, put on Modern Warfare 2, and, you know, it's still going to sell. Modern Warfare is still a known name, so it'll be fine.
People will buy it. It will sell well. All right, so what else we got?
All right, so we got one more voicemail on the line.
No, dude, seriously, we got to get to Scott's party. We got to go.
Yeah, okay, we cut his voicemails out twice now and cut one really short.
I know, but he just rambles and shit. And he just talks about
did you guys listen to this voicemail? What is he rambling about this time?
You know, just do it. We got some time.
All right,
we gotta finish our beer anyway.
Just
fine.
Play
I'll
the
meet
damn
you guys
shit.
There, okay?
Right, just, right, okay, cool.
Let's do it.
Hey, Indus. It's a fucking marquee. Go on about your question of the week. This week?
Oh, he says King of Fighters 12.
I'm so sick of him calling in and sending voicemails.
Hey!
What?
You!
What the hell?
Right here, bitch! Oh, shit. I'm in your face!
Holy crap.
What are you going to do now? There's no lag. Nothing to stop you or me. Things!
That's right. We did play Street Fighter earlier, and there definitely wasn't lag.
So... Greg, we have some good news. We don't have good news for you, but we have some promising
news.
We do have some promising news.
No good news.
We're in talks with Ignition trying to get an interview for King of Fighters 12 and a preview copy.
Scrapping right now. So you got to get us a list of questions.
Yeah,
we're gonna put up. Hopefully, you know, they said to get back to them after E3, but hopefully we're gonna be putting up some information for questions for.
So your prayers have been answered. You actually listened.
Not yet.
We have been listening.
Well, yeah,
we have been listening.
It's about time you goddamn kept communists got off your ass and start proselytizing the goodness that is like hand drawn 2D fighters.
Nice. So how do you like Street Fighter 4?
He's got a blank. He's done. This interview is over.
Rat hole.
This interview is through.
All right, cool. All right. That is that's all Marky. We have for emails. Yeah. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, man.
Next, we are going to pick a contest winner.
Yay!
And I gotta flip my laptop around so you guys.
And the
winner
is Anakin the cat.
We need music for. I'm kidding, Glenn.
Not your intro music to your fucking show. How about that?
Oh, I was going to play our intro.
Oh, damn it.
Or the Togo Time song, maybe. There you go.
You can play that. That's fine. Okay. Let me see. We're going to pick ourselves a contest winner, so I'm going to go over to random.org once again, and I'm going to generate a random number, and the number is 27.
27.
Like 27. Number 27 is Adam. Adam, thank you very much. You are the winner of
thank
Beyond
you,
Good and Evil, brought to you by Good Old Games.
And hopefully there's only one Adam that entered, because sorry for the rest of you name Adam.
Yeah, it's the only, let me get his email address. Techie for Hire, you have won. I will be sending you a code right after I publish the show, and you'll get Beyond Good and Evil, brought to you by Good Old Games, GOG.com.
I hope I win.
That's
some
GoodOldGames.com.
Cool. All right. Question of the week.
What is our question of the week?
We're going to do the superhero thing, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because we don't want to talk about Infamous next week, because...
We need time to play.
We need time to play it. So we're not going to talk about it quite yet, you know, but... We do want to prepare people for Infamous Talk.
That's right.
So we want to know.
And Prototype's coming out around the same time. Similar style.
Similar mm-hmm. style game. Open world. Yeah. Special power type game. Lots of parkour stuff. And
definitely.
Climbing lots of buildings and slamming into shit. It's going to be fun.
Both games kind of took a little bit of ideas from Crackdown mm-hmm. and Spider-Man and those games. So
there you go.
What's our question of the week?
How do we want to word this?
I don't know.
What do you think of superhero games?
Or it is a
name five good
name five superhero games. Top five superhero
could
games. Oh wait, that's not our show. No, sorry.
Show. Could it be the next big genre? Like FBI? I don't know. Fuck it. What's our question? We suck. We
it's a heavy hitter in the superhero game genre. There's not going to be a new genre.
I know. I meant big, as in like, you know, first person shooters became really big. Fighters are coming back.
Like the open world.
Is
superhero
the open world
thing?
Superhero thing going to be the next big?
Can
thing?
We just do superhero games?
Superhero games?
Superhero games? Why not just name your favorite superhero game?
Yeah, give us your favorite superhero game and tell us why.
Exactly.
That's a good way to do it.
Give a good reason to.
Yeah, and don't just say because I like to jerk off Superman. We don't want to hear that shit.
I don't want to hear it just now.
Wow. Breaking news. Chris wants to jerk off Superman.
Okay, anyway, that's it. We're done.
All right.
We said it was going to be quick, and hopefully it has been. So we're going to wrap up, and we're going to head off to a party. So hope you enjoyed the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I need to wrap up. My bad. This is my fault again. This is like the second time I've done this. I actually edited the other one. I'm going to leave this one in because we're doing it live. If you want to answer the question of the week, you can send us an email, and that email address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 818-528-GAME.
I'm anticipating.
818-528-4263. You can also leave us a message on Skype. The Skype name is Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Everyone got so to much see better that in this person. Time. You can also get us on Google Talk. It's interactivedistractions@gmail.com. We are on Facebook, as was said earlier, and that is in Interactive Distractions Podcast. And we're also on Twitter as Indus Podcast.
Hell yeah, we are.
We are.
Cool. So that is our show. Hope you enjoyed it.
Scrosword.com.
If you did enjoy it, please tell a few friends about us. And
even if you didn't.
If you didn't, tell a few friends about us anyway.
Don't tell your church about it.
That would be a bad idea.
Yeah, it's
a bad idea. We're apparently not very Christian friendly. What the fuck was I saying? I'm so lost now. You guys have messed me up. This is why we don't do the show in person, people. This is why. This is the reason. But yeah, hope you enjoyed the show. If you have iTunes, then leave us a review. We'd appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
And we play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
Get drunk.
Woot.
Whoa. Sponsored by
Sparks Energy Boost.
Nah.
It's empty, but I still caught the shit, so nice. It's got a dent in it now. It's no good.
Make sure you connect it.
We have to.
This is lame.
In this.
Sponsored by Sparks.
Man, we suck.
Hey, since we're. Are we still recording?
Yeah, we are.
Awesome. We forgot to fart in the mic.
Oh, yeah, we got to do the show. So
people that are hanging out here with us today in the Cade basement, Glenn Percival,
it's
obviously.
A priority.
You guys know that Greg
Thank
is
you,
here,
Glenn,
Marquee. Heavenly Scimitar, otherwise known as Crystal, my wife. Tawny, otherwise known as Tanya, Jeff's much better half.
She actually does give amazing hugs. She really does.
Especially when they're giant group hugs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That was good. Trick Man Terry Minnick is here with his wife Christine.
Trick Man,
and they're hanging out with us. And of course, Mark and Jesse are here with us.
Savory
Cade
hosts,
and Nermasa. Mm-hmm. And of course, Lisa, Jason's lovely wife, is also here. So those are the people that have been hanging out with us, and we've had a great time. And we thank you guys for letting us use your shit and your basement. And we're done.
I kind of mean that.
Let's
literally.
Go party.
Thanks for your shit.
Thanks for your shit.
That'll be $200.
Don't worry, I left one in the bathroom for you. I got it traded.
'Cause you've been recording since you said fucking poop shit.
Is this like really what you want me to say?
This top line
Is
what I want you to say. Okay, that's exactly what it is.
Fantastic.
This right here, this is what we're doing on the show, so you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Okie dokie. I got it. Go away.
All right, ma'am.
She's like, I got it. Go away.